Okay, today's daf Lamed Hey. We are on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. We're smack in the middle of a question. The question was that we have a reason why we cannot learn how women are potter in Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Why? Because we tried to bring a question from Tfilin and Talmud Torah that women are potter. Just like the putter in Tefillin and the putter in Talmud Torah, so too they're putter in all mitzvahs. But we said, wait a minute, what about matzah and hakel? Are shnei sub habam ke'echad emelandin? And therefore, that's not a reason that women should be chayiv in mitzvahs as they man grama, because shnei sub habam ke'echad emelandin. What if you hold melandin? That's the question that we had. What if you hold? You can learn those two. So the fact that women are chayiv in matzah and hakel should be a reason they should be chayiv in all mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. Okay, we're not going to answer that question until halfway through Amud Aleph on Lamed Hey. Now up to Vesu. Vesu. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the bottom. Vesu, also, mitzvahs aseh shaloa zman grama, mitzvahs aseh that are not zman grama, nashim chayavos, women are not chayiv in minalan. How do you know that? How do you know? Diyalif mimora, because we learned it out from mora of the aim. Ma mora nashim chayavos, it's a ma matzino. Women are chayav in mora. It says ish imo v'aviv tira'u. Tira'u is plural, so women are chayav in mora ha'av. Second. Af kal mitzvah zasei shalowaz mangrama nashim chayavos. So too, all mitzvahs aseh shalom is man grama, nashim are chayiv. The Ramban says, don't tell me that mura of and kibud of are shnei suv mabam ke'echad emelamdin. Don't tell me that. Women are chayiv and kibud of also. That's only one mitzvah. Right? Don't tell me that. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, v'neilif mi Talmud Torah. Why don't we learn out from Talmud Torah? Why don't we learn out from Talmud Torah that women are putter in Talmud Torah and they should be putter in all mitzvahs aseh shaloas man grama? Right? Why are you picking of all things? Why are you picking more of aim? Pick Talmud Torah. Right? Tos was asked. What? Well, what's the half meaning they should be chayiv?
Why not?
So in a few minutes the Gemara is going to say, they're going to quote the Mishnah, or the Brisa, that all mitzvahs lo say nashim are chayivin. Right? And the Gemara is going to say, menahani mili. How do you know? How do you know? Doesn't the Torah give to them also? I mean, how do you know? We have a pitur that mitzvahs say shazman grama, nashim are exempt. Which implies that everything else is chayivin. Menahani mili. How do you know that if it's lo zman grama, I need a source for that? That's what you're asking. I need a source for that? It's a good question. I don't have an answer for that. I have an answer why we're going to have a question by Losat says. But be that as it may, if I have a makar, so why am I picking more of the aim over Talmud Torah? What's the difference? Why picking one over the other? Right? Why are you picking that over that? More of the aim implies women, yes. Talmud Torah says no. So why are you picking one over the other? Tosfos asks, wait a minute. We have a rule that whenever you have two ways of learning a hekesh, you go to Chumrah. You go l'chumrah. So then go l'chumrah means they're chayiv, women. So it's kind of worried, well, maybe let's learn from Talmud Torah that the potter. We never do that. We never go l'chumrah. We never go l'kula by a hekesh. We have two ways to go. So what's the kind of havim mean is that? So there's four answers to this question. Tosfos says that Tosfos himself gives two answers. Here it's different. You know why? Because Talmud Torah is such an awesome mitzvah. Talmud Torah is connected kulam. They're potter from that? And of course they should be part of from everything. Right? That's one suggestion. Another answer he gives is because we would say that Talmud Torah is beats Mora of, because even though it's a Kula, because the only reason you would have said that women are Chayev in Chayeves in Mora of is because Mora of is compared to Mora Shemayim. Talmud Torah would beat that. Second answer, and a third answer is women are not always Chayev in Mora of. Right, once they're married, the obligations to their parents become secondary to the obligations to their husband. We said that already, right?
That may be kibbutz.
So we're assuming maybe it's a big shiloh with more of also. It's a big shiloh, but let's assume yes. So certain aspects of your respect for your parents, or attitude, not attitude, but respect and doing things for your parents will certainly change more once a woman gets married. No question about that. So it's not universal. Therefore, Talmud Torah is a better makar. Okay? And the Pnei Yeshua says, the whole kasha doesn't even make any sense. The whole Tosfos question doesn't even make any sense. Tosfos asks, when we have a hekesh, we always go. We have two ways to go, we always go l'chumra. So the Pnei Yeshua says, yeah, that's because hekesh doesn't make any sense. Hekesh is not a svara. Hekesh is not a svara. A hekesh is, it's two words that are next to each other. It's like a gzeira shava. There's no svara for that. It says two words. We make a rule. You have to have a halacha, l'moshe v'sinai. You have to go back to your Rebbe. You can make such a rule. So there's no svara. So if I don't know which way to go, I have to go l'chumra. It's not svara. Here it's a mamatzinu. So is mamatzinu svara? It's a little bit svara. The svara is, if the Torah says it one place, it says it everywhere else. So this is not a true hekesh. That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. Pnei Yeshua does not answer that question. This is the Pitarachiyah. But the last answer, the Shita Lenor de Lami says that since women are potter in mitzvah asei shazman grama, there is a svara to say that she be potter in mitzvah asei shazman grama also. It's just a svara. Is that a svara? Therefore, the Gemara will say, let's go to Kula. Let's learn it out from Talmud Torah. It's a Rishon who says that. So, is that a svara? Since they're potter in Shloah Zman Grama, in Zman Grama, they should be potter in all Aseis.
That's why he's anonymous.
What? That's why he's anonymous. So therefore, that's what the Gemara's Kasha is. Well, let's learn that of Talmud Torah. After all, they're potter anyway in so many mitzvot. Let's make a potter more. That's the Gemara's question. And what's the Gemara's answer? So the Gemara's answer is, you can't learn that of Talmud Torah. You know why? Mishum, the Havilei Talmud Torah or Pru Ruvivya, Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad. Because Talmud Torah and Pru Ruvu are Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad. V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad, Eim Alamdin. We can't, right? Women are exempt from Talmud Torah. Women are exempt from Pru Ruvu. How can I learn out that they're exempt from every other mitzvah that says, Shalom Azman Grama? Maybe it's only these two. Eim Alamdin. Now,
why is that that he bought Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad? They're not the same.
No. The rule is, the Amamatzinu means, whenever the Torah says one thing, Torah says that women have to fear their parents. Only that mitzvah saseh shaloh as mam grama women have to do? No. Mistama, every mitzvah saseh shaloh as mam grama women have to do. Why? Because that's the Amamatzinu. It's in the Yud Gimel Midos, we say Rishmal, it's the first one. It's the third one. I think it's the third one. Kavachomag Zereshava, Binyanav. It's Binyanav. Whenever the Torah says one thing, unless we know otherwise, we will apply that to Kol HaTorah Kula. So women are the only chayav in one mitzvah to say in the whole Torah, Kibud Avim, Mora Avim? No. There are chayav in every single one. Why did the Torah say it once? Well, the Torah had to say it one time. Once the Torah says it once, it applies everywhere. But if you have two times where the Torah says it, why did the Torah say it twice? Why did the Torah say it twice? It must be only those two. That's what it means. Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad. Two mitzvahs out of left field that teach the same principle in Melamdin. I can't apply it to the rest of the Torah. That's exactly what it means. You understand? So now, it says, women are potter in Talmud Torah, women are potter in Pru Ruvu. Only those two. Every other one, they're chayivin. How do I know? It says, Mora Avim. Now, okay, you got it? Now, Ula B'yochad, I'm B'yochad to Omar. Al Shneim hu Omer v'yivarach ha'osam elokim pruvu. But according to B'yochad, I'm B'yochad who holds. Women are chayevets in pruvu, because it says osam, it's a plural word. So they are chayev in pruvu. We don't hold like that, but that's what he holds. Ma'yikul neymar. Then what are you going to say? How do you know that women are mechayev in all mitzvahs? They should lowest my grandma. Maybe it looks a little out of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara answers, B'shum t'havi Talmud Torah opinion aben. I have another one. Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen. Women are not chayav Pidyon HaBen, and we assume that Pidyon HaBen is not Zman Grama. How is that? Except Michael said it yesterday. We assume that. Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad. It's two dinim, two halachas, two mitzvos. V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad, Eim Alamdin. That can't teach us any rule for Kol Torah Kula. Now, Ulo B'yochanan Ben Baroka, according to him, Nami, Nehevi, Pruvu, Umora, Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad, Ve'eim Balamdin. So wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, I have now Mora of Aim and Pruvu. Those are two mitzvos, shelo azman grama, right? Two mitzvos, shelo azman grama. It should be only those two. After all, how can I learn out that women are chayiv in mitzvos that say shelo azman grama for more of? I also have puruvu. It's two in melamdin. So the Gemara says, no, tzrichi. I need both of them. Therefore, it's not that the Torah only mentioned those two. There's a reason why the Torah had to mention those two. It's as if, so the din of Shnei Ksuv, Mabang Echad, Ein Malam doesn't apply if there's a tzrichiza, if it's necessary for the Torah to write it, and I would not have known it otherwise. Why? If the Torah only would have written Mora, for Lokasav Puruvu, and it wouldn't have told me that women are chayav in Puruvu, I would have said, women, of course, are not chayav in Puruvu. Why? It says, Vikivshuha. Amar Rachmana, the kivshuha, and you should subdue her. Ish darko lichbosh. Oh, it's a man's way to subdue. Ain't isha darko lichbosh? It's not women's way. Women don't go to war. Women aren't warriors. I would never have known in a million years that women should be chayiv in puruvu if not for the pasuk. Right? The ikas of puruvu had the Torah only written puruvu, below kas of mora, and it would have not written mora. Havamina, I would have said. Ish, the sibek biyado lasos in, a man who has the means to fulfill the mitzvah of mora of aim, yes, but isha, the ain't sibek biyado lasos, who does not have the means to fulfill mora of aim always, why? First of all, she's going to be married. Second of all, who said she has money? Who said she could do it? It's not so simple. Lo, I would never have in a million years thought that women should be chayiv in the mora of aim. Hadn't the Torah not told me? And by the way, the kibbutz the ain't sibek biyado lasos lotus chayef klal. Since married women can't fulfill the mitzvah doesn't apply to anybody, even if they're not married, even if they're millionaire women, doesn't apply at all. It's across the board. So I need the Torah to specifically single out those two mitzvahs to tell me, yeah, you would have had very good reasons to think they're not chayev in these mitzvahs, but you know what? They are. Therefore, the rule of shnei suv mabonke echad ein olam does not apply. Therefore, I need both. Therefore, I have a makar that women are yes chayav in mitzvah zeh shelo azman grama. From where? From mora of aim. Right? From mora of aim. Now, ha nichal aman damar shnei ksuv bon kecher ein malamdin. That makes sense if you hold it's ein malamdin. El aman damar malamdin mayik olameimar. But if you hold it's malamdin, what is there to say? In other words, if you hold yes, so we have two questions. One question is, how do you know women are chayiv in mitzvah say shalom as man grama? That's one question. If you hold a malamdin. If you hold malamdin, then how do you know that women are chayiv in mitzvah say shalom as man grama? You can't learn it out of mora of aim because it's shnei ksuvim and he holds his malamdin. That's question number one. Question number two is really question number one, which is, how do you know women are chayiv are potter mitzvah say shalom as man grama? We said we're going to learn it out of tefillin with Sefer Torah, but we have two mitzvahs that say they are chayav to matzah and hakel, and that's malamdin. So that should be women should be chayav mitzvah zeh shazman grama based on matzah and hakel. What's the answer? Here's the answer. Amar Rava says papuno yodi lo taima. Papuno knows the reason. The ha milsa of this matter. Uman, who's that? Rav Acha Yaakov. Here's the reason. Here, this is the makar that women are pater mitzvah zeh shazman grama. It's learned out of tefillin by itself. Amar Kra, the Torah says, "V'haya l'cha l'oz al yadcha." It should be an oath on your arm. Uzikaron beinecha and a zikaron between your eyes. Laman tia Torah Hashem beficha. In order that the Torah should be fluent in your mouth, which means, "Hukshu kal haTorah kula l'tfilin." The entire Torah is compared to tfilin. Says somebody in the back, Sasemeth, I think. He says, "Yeah." You know how many parashas you have in your tefillin? How many do you have? It's really five. It's four in the Rosh, four, and then it's repeated again in the Yad, all four again, which is the four parashas of the four Torahs of Bereishis through Devarim, and the repetition of Mishnah Torah. So that's one way, it's a lot of ways, it's a lot of symbolism how tefillin is compared to the Torah, right? Tefillin is doma to the Torah. Mat tefillin mitzvah zeh shazman grama v'nashim peturos. Just like tefillin is a mitzvah zeh shazman grama and nashim are potter, af kal mitzvah zeh shazman grama nashim peturos. So too every mitzvah they are potter, every mitzvah say shazman grama, they're potter. Mid mitzvah say shazman grama, nashim paturos. Since they're potter in that, it's obvious, Yossi, what you said before. It's obvious. Michlat, obvious. The mitzvah say shalos man grama, nashim chayavos. They're chayav. Because they can't be potter in everything, but Torah was given to them too. Right? So, what are they potter in? Mitzvah say shazman grama. How do you know? Learn out of tefillin. That's how you know.
Tefillin is a mitzvah.
Why? Either at night or yom tov, or Shabbos.
Where's the p'tur?
So it comes back to Torah. Now, wait a minute. That's true if you hold that tefillin are mitzvah say shazman grama. El alaman damar tefillin mitzvah say lo zman grama ma'ekel meimar. What if you hold tefillin are not zman grama? There are tanoim out there who hold that. Says the Ritva. You know what the Gemara's kasha here is? If you hold that tefillin is a mitzvah say shelo zman grama, and no matter what women are putter in tefillin, no matter what you say about it is. So if that's true, then the halacha should be that women are putter in all mitzvah say shelo zman grama. Right? That's what the Ritva said. That's what the Gemara is asking here. If you hold, it's an amazing question. If you hold that mitzvah tefillin is the lowest man grama, and women are not chayav in tefillin no matter what, and tefillin is compared to Talmud Torah, then women should be part of all mitzvahs that say she's lowest man grama. Right? Nobody holds that. So the Gemara says, "Man shmas ledamar tefillin mitzvah say she's lowest man grama." Who holds tefillin is not man grama? Who holds that? That is Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir. For Savar law and Reb Meir holds Shnei Ksuma Bank Echad. For Chol Shnei Ksuma Bank Echad Ein Melamdim. But fine, Reb Meir holds that Shnei Ksuma Bank Echad Ein Melamdim. So the fact that you have Matzah and Hakel, that doesn't bother me. So I don't have anything else bothering me that I have to learn out this. That I have a counter pressure of Matzah and Hakel down my back. Why? I don't hold Melamdim. I hold Imalamdin. So even if I'm hold Mitzvah Seisha Lois Man Grama is, even if I hold Tefillin the Mitzvah Seisha Lois Man Grama, right? Even if I hold that, I'm still. So what's the answer here?
Look, then you learn it out from the Binyanah.
But he holds it Lois Man Grama. He learns it out of Re'iyah. Then he learns it out of Re'iyah. Re'iyah is going to be the Binyanah. Women are Patur in Re'iyah, they're Patur in everything. Right, because he can't learn it out of tefillin. He's not learning it from tefillin. He can't.
Right.
He's learning it from mitzvah of Re'iyah. Rashi says that. Gamar mireiyah dahavi mitzvah asei shetaram gav v'nashim paturos. He learns it out of Re'iyah. Now, and what about Ba'at and Hakel? It doesn't bother him. He doesn't hold it's malamdin, so it doesn't bother him. He learns it out of Re'iyah. Now, Ulu of Yehuda to Amar Shneksum Bokech and Melamdin. But Rav Yehuda holds Shneksum Bokech, yes, Melamdin. And Tefillin Mitzvah Seisha Lois Man Grama Ma'ekel Meimar. How do you get into that? He holds. It's not Tefillin. He holds Tefillin. It's not Zman Grama. Tefillin's 24/7, 365. It's not Zman Grama. What are you going to say? And he also holds Melamdin. So how's he going to know Mitzvah Seisha Lois Man Grama Nashon HaPater? You know how he knows? Mishum dahavi matzah, simcha, v'hakel. Because there's three dinim. Matzah, simcha, and hakel. And Rashi points out, he doesn't hold that simcha is that the husband has the duty. It's an independent duty on her behalf. The shlosha ksuma v'om kechad. Shlosha ksuma v'om kechad, e malamdin. That's for sure nobody holds. So I have three mitzvahs I say that tell me yes. One mitzvah, but that's e malamdin. Again, he'll use re'iyah. Right, the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Women have no chiyuv to go to the Beis HaMikdash. They're potter in that mitzvah. So too, they're potter in every mitzvah. Say shalos shazman grama. Simcha is having simcha on yontif. So we said yesterday. Now that's the husband's chiyuv for the wife. So they hold. Rashi points out he has to hold. That's independent simcha for her. Right. Rather, other mitzvahs say she's not chayiv, but this one she's chayiv in. Matzah, yes. Simcha, yes. And what's the third one? Hakel, yes. Okay. Well, the other one she's not.
Tefillin, there's a different reason why she's not tied.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's
hers. They hold it's hers.
Why
She has her own mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to say she has man guama and she's chayiv in it. But there are three of them. Yeah, they're arguing on that pshat, yeah.
And what about tefillin?
So tefillin, they hold it's a mitzvah to say lo is man guama.
So how come...
Hakam women don't wear tefillin according to them?
Yeah.
So first of all, maybe they would.
Right.
And then the Machara says that even if a woman wants to shake a little of your letter, she wants to have a show for your letter, but not tefillin. Because tefillin, you require a gufnaki. And Nashim have a problem with having a gufnaki. That's the Mechaber's reason. That's the Shulchan Aruch's reason. And therefore, if a woman wants to wear tefillin, you should stop her.
Really?
Yeah.
How can they be allowed, to chumos and...
It shows what tefillin are. Right? It shows how we have to behave when we wear tefillin. That's the reason given. There's other thing about what's considered men's clothing. That's by tzitzis also. That's already a stretch. But that's the standard reason is because they require a gufnaki.
You can't say that
all that. It's not zman grant. It's a different pitur. If a man has a stomach ache and he has to go to the bathroom, he's also not supposed to put on tefillin. The Mechaber says it's better to miss zman kriyashma than wear tefillin in a mizrayim like that. That's a very stark statement, but that's just to show you the chashivas of tefillin. If you don't have a gufnaki, don't wear tefillin. I get a mitzvah tefillin. What can I tell you? You're an ones. So women their whole life they're an ones. Okay, well that's it. Well, okay. Next, v'chal mitzvahs lo sasei. All mitzvahs lo sasei. Nashim are chayiv. Menahani mili. How do you know? Well, wasn't the Torah given to somebody?
We just said a few lines above that it's mitzvah.
What? No, that's aseis. Aseis shelo is man grama. Now it's lo saseis. How do I know lo saseis women are chayivin? Wasn't the Torah given to women? What kind of question is that? So the Shita Lenoda Lami says, because the entire Torah is written Lashon Zachar. The entire Torah is written Lashon Zachar. So maybe Taka doesn't apply to them. That's first of all. The Mahari Beirav says, because we learn from Baal Takif, right, which is cutting your payas, that what? That Baal Takif says that it's a lo sasei, like they're putter in that. So too, maybe they're putter in all of them. Women are allowed to cut their payas. Maybe they're putter in all mitzvahs. That's not a good one because there are three lo sasei that women are putter in. Cutting the payas, cutting the beard, and if they're a female kohen, becoming tamei. Those three. So it's shosha ksuv me'im alamdin. Those three are singled down. You can't bring a cult or a cool that the putter in all those says. It's impossible. And he suggests maybe if they're putter from assays, since they're putter from certain assays, maybe they're paturos in los assays. Says the Pinesho, what kind of svar is that? What should they be? Right? Mitzvah assays has mam gomer is a patur. It's a patur. Really? They should be chayiv. We have an out for them. So how can that apply to los assays? So, right? So the he says maybe because it always says similar idea before. Well, not only is the Torah written in Lashon Zachar, but it always says Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. Everything is Bnei Yisrael. Every time the Bnei Yisrael. Every time Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. 150 times they have Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. So maybe it's only the men. Also, it says in Parshas Yisrael, Kos Somar Lebeis Yaakov, Tzage Levnei Yisrael. Rashi there says what's double Lashon. The Beis Yaakov, which is why it's called Beis Yaakov, is the women. Speak to the women in a Lashon Raka, in a soft voice. So you're going to tell women about Malkus and punishments? That's not soft. So maybe they're excluded. That's a Havamina. They're excluded. Okay. But they're not excluded. But that was the Havamina. Menahani Mili, how do I know? I have so many reasons why they should be excluded. The whole Torah is written in Lashon Zachar, Bnei Yisrael is always, women, telling them all about the punishments is not Lashon Raka. So the Gemara says, Amar v'Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein tana d'Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra, it says, Ish o Isha, ki yasem mikol chatas ha'adam. That's by a carbon, by a carbon me'ila. Right, so by a carbon me'ila. It says, men and women, Ish o Isha. Hish v'hakas of Ish l'Isha, l'chol odzim sevatorah. To compare, Ish o Isha. Now, Devei Rabbi Elazar Tana, Rabbi Elazar says, Omar Kra, that's Onshem. That we assume is Malkus, Rashi says. It's a big discussion. Why? But let's assume that. Rabbi Elazar Tana, Asher Tassim Lifnehem, in plural. Hishva hakasav ish l'isha l'chol dinim shabbatorah. That's how we know that women are mechuyev in all the laws that says about dinim, about your shor and gnev, all that. Dvechitzki yatana, amar kra, it says, v'heimis ish o isha. Right? That means, if a shor will kill a man or a woman, the owner of that shor has to pay kofar. Right? Hishva hakasav ish l'isha l'kol misos shabbatorah. That is an extension of all misos in the Torah. Just like women, men and women are included in the same din of kofar, they're included in every din of misa. So with all three, we have the women covered. They're all covered. So the Gemara says, v'tzricha, and I need all three. Di'yash me'inan ha'kamaisa, had I only had the first one, mishum kapara, chas rachmana aleha. Maybe because the first one, which is about a carbon shvua. I'm sorry, it's not about me'il, it's about a carbon shvua. If it's about a carbon shvua, I might have said maybe only over there we want women included. Why? Mishum kapara, chas rachman aleha, because it's a kapara to bring a carbon, right? We want women to be included in that. Aval dinim ema, but by dinim maybe I would say ish dvar masu matan in ishalo, men who are going out into the business world, they're included in the halachas dinim, and women not. Tosfos asks, bottom Tosfos, im tomar kolshkein the im lo nichtava chas aleha tvei dein aleha lo onish velo chet. What are we saying? We wanted to include women in having the opportunity to bring karbanos, because since bringing a carbon to kapara, women should get the kapara. Tosfos says, don't have them in the kapara, don't have them in the din. They won't need the kapara if they're not included. Right? We're including them because we want them to have a kapara. That's backwards. Don't let them be included, and don't have them, they won't need a kapara, they're not included. Right? Understand the question? Tosfos answers, Yesh Lamar, no, it's your kapara. Hecha de kasev ba'onish, lashon behedya, you don't gotta be arayas. No, there are places in the Torah where women are explicitly told they're gonna get punished, like arayas. So we know that's an old rule. Now that we know that, we'll extend it to other places where it's not arayis, where it's not misa, karbanos, other types of kapara. We know that already. Okay. Now, the v'yashmi'inan ha, if I would only have the second case, the case of dinim, mishum chiyusihi, because it's a livelihood. Well, it would be crazy, I think someone says, it would be, what kind of society would it be where women's objects are not, you can't sue. You can't just run wild. Her stuff can run wild. You can't do anything about it. That's crazy. Right? Aval kofer, but kofer, ish dvar mitzvah in, ish alo. Since men are mechuyev mitzvahs, maybe only men have a kapara, have kofer. If an ox kills a man, there should be kofer because men have mitzvahs. Women not. Women don't have mitzvahs. Tosfos says, no, they have mitzvahs. It's not as many as men. Look what Tosfos says. Look at the top Tosfos. For lav dafka, not lav dafka, women have no mitzvahs. To ha iskish eved le'isha, l'chayvo mitzvahs kashi ki'isha, digamar lo lo me'isha. Right? Women, of course, are chayvo mitzvahs. El ha'chi ka'amar, ena chayv is kol kach kemo ish. They don't have so many. That's to Rekiva Eger. What on earth is Tosfos doing, quoting you a gemara from Chagiga daf Dalid, that women are mechuyev mitzvahs, when it was two dafs ago? What's he doing? Women are like avadim that the chayiv in kofar. Women are like avadim that the chayiv mitzvah is like avadim, like an isha, and avadim are always together. Law, law, right? So, what's the answer? No, they don't have as many as men. So I would think they don't have as many as men. Then maybe there's no kofar like a man. Go from the chayiv of Dalid. All these pshatim that what Tosfos was trying to drive at was: is there kofar by an eved? There's not kofar by an eved. Mechuyev mitzvah like an isha. I didn't understand these answers. I thought the question was a bomb question. What's Tosfos doing going out of left field to pick mitzvahs? Chagiga? I don't have an answer. It's a bomb question. Now, v'yeshmin and ha, mishum de ikka ibud neshama, chas rachman aleha. But when there's a ibud neshama, like when someone gets killed, of course there should be kofar for an isha. Why not? Ava hanach tarti imalo, maybe the other two not. Tzricha, therefore I need all three. Okay, ready? Here we go. Chutz mibal takif ubal tashchis. There are three mitzvahs losa say that women are not included in. Cutting the payas is bal takif. Cutting the beard is bal tashchis. And the third one is becoming tame. Okay, those three do not apply. At the bottom, if we get to it, we're going to have a fourth one. That's a lone shita, a daf yachid, about a fourth one, but we'll see. Hopefully, we'll get there. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam about the tami lemesim. I understand that women are not included in the din of getting tamei for a mace. They're allowed to become tamei. Dichsiv emor el hakahanim bnei aharon. B'nei Aharon, v'lo b'nos Aharon. Only men, male Kahanim are included in this din, not female Kahanim. Ella, b'altakif u'baltashchis minolon. How do we know women have no din, no iser of cutting payas, or cutting the beard? How do you know? Dichsiv, because it says in the Torah, this is in Parashas Kedoshim, lo sakifu pa'as roshechem, you should not round the corners of your head, meaning don't cut your payas, lo sashchas pa'as zekonecha, and don't cut your beard. Kol sheyeshnu b'hashchasa, so since they're together, we make a drasha. Anybody who's included in the beard, yeshnu b'hakafa, is included in cutting payas. V'hani noshi, and women, hoel, v'lo isnehu b'hashchasa, women are not included in hashchasa. They're not included. Why not? We'll say in a minute why not. Since they're not included in cutting the beard, less no b'hakafa. They're also not included in cutting payas. Why aren't women included in cutting the beard?
Because
they don't have a beard. Exactly. Uminal adol is no b'hashkasa. How do you know women are not included in destroying the beard? Ebay's aim is svara. I can tell you a svara. The halo is lahu zake. They don't have beards. Even if you're going to find a woman in the circus who does have a beard, says the Chazanish, that's not a beard. Doesn't have the din of a beard. What is that? It's an abnormality. Women don't have beards. So even if you find one that does, right, you meet these women that have, they look like they have the beginning, they look like a 14-year-old boy with a little beard, right? That's not a beard. Doesn't have the din of a beard. Why? Women don't have beards. It's a svara. It's a svara. They can't be included in a din that doesn't apply to them. Right? It's a svara. V'bayis ima or a pasuk. Kra, a pasuk. The omar, you don't like that svara, right? Some people don't like that svara. So you have a pasuk. That's the Ritva said. That's why you have a pasuk here. Some people don't like this svara. The pasuk says, "Damar kra lo sakifu pa'as roshechem, v'lo sashchis es pas zikonecha." Zikonecha singular. Pa'as roshechem is plural. Midishani kra b'dibure. The Torah changed its lashon, the way it treats payas, the way it treats a beard. By a beard, it's singular. The imkain nichtav rachmana pa'as ziknechem. Don't cut the corners of your beards in plural. My zikenecha, why does it say your beard? It's only the beards of men. Ziknecha below zakeneshtecha, only your beard and not your wife's beard. So women are not included in the din of cutting the beard. Since they're not included in that, they're not included in payas either.
So why do they use the lotion of rabim
in payas? I don't know. I was bothered with that question also. I don't know. I don't know. That's your homework, Marcel. Okay. Now the Gemara says, velo. It's, what do you mean that there's no din of beards by women? By the way, it's a beferish pasuk. It's a beferish pasuk. We're going to get to that. That was my kasha that I always never had an answer to. By tzaras, we're going to have to pasuk in a few minutes. Isha wisha ki nega bezakin. Isha and a zakin? How do women have a beard? So the Gemara asks, velo? Women don't have a beard? V'atana, we have a brisa that says, zakin isha, the beard of an isha, v'hasris, or the beard of a sris. A sris is somebody who's not supposed to have a beard. He already doesn't have signs of a man. He's never going to have children, right? But somehow he grows a beard. Or an Isha. Isha doesn't have beards. Somehow she has a beard. So a beard of a woman or a beard of a Swiss. Shehelu sa'ar. That grew hair. They had, for whatever reason, they grew hair. Harehen kizakin l'chol divrehem. That's the din of a beard. Like whatever din applies to beards, it applies to these beards too. My lav, doesn't that mean l'hashchasa? Doesn't that mean that you're not allowed to destroy it? We're going to say, no, that's not what it means. It's not what it means. That's the question. The answer's not going to come till later. So what do you see? How could you tell me that women are not included in the Devashchata? It's not true. It's a fair surprise that says they are. Amal Abaya. Abaya says, no. Lashchata lo matis amarta. Don't tell me that Braitha is talking about Hashchasas of a beard, destroying the beard by women. Don't tell me that. The Yalif pa'as pa'as b'bnei Aharon. Because I have gzeira shava, pas pa'as, from the children of Aaron. The din of not cutting your beard, of not cutting your payas, is repeated again by the kahanim. So we have it once in kedoshim, and then again in emor. But in emor, it's only talking about to the kahanim. And the gemara says, ma lahala nashim paturos, by kahanim, nashim are pater in the dinim of kahanim. Afka Anosha Peturos. So too, by when it comes to regular issues of beards and payas, women are excluded. Now, the East Viralon, if you hold the Chikasav Bnei Aaron Akula in Yonaksiv, it says in Parashas Emor, Darbrel Bnei Aaron, Emor Kahanim Bnei Aaron, that's in the first pasuk there in Emor. Then you have a whole bunch of psukim about Tumah. Then you have the Payas. So what are we saying? That the, when it says Bnei Aaron, Velo Bnos Aaron, it goes on Tumah, it goes on Payas, it extends for five psukim. Is that what you're saying, Abaya? Im Kane, if so, when it says Bnei Aaron there in the first pasuk of Parshas Emor, Akula in Yonaksiv, that extends throughout the entire discussion of Parshas Emor about the Kahanim issues. Then Nishtach Kramine, the Torah should have been silent. V'teisi mikal v'chomer. I have a kal v'chomer. V'ra'amin, I'll say as follows. Ma Kahanim, just like Kahanim. Shariba behen akasav mitzvot seiros. Just like Kahanim get extra mitzvot. Right? The extra mitzvot, Kahanim have more mitzvot than Yisrael. They have more mitzvot than the Aaron v'lo benos Aaron, and it's only the men. So then Yisrael lo kolshkin, then for sure men, for sure Yisraelim, who have less mitzvot, for sure the women aren't included. For sure they're not included. Right? So the Gemara says, Ilav gzereshava, if not for the gzereshava, hava mina, hifzika inyan. I would have said that the inyan, that we break up the discussion of Bnei Aaron, we break up the discussion between Tumah and everything else. Hashta nami, nami, nema, hifzika inyan. So too, I would also say here, we break up the inyan. Therefore, I need the gzereshava, even though I have a kal v'chomer, I need the gzereshava to tell me, don't break up the inyan, and yes, apply. One second, did I say that right? What?
Now you apply the gzereshava, because the arrow was on the entire parsha.
Right, so then what am I doing with the gzereshava?
You're keeping it now.
I'm not keeping it. We're not going to keep it. We're going to have another reason, another thing we need the Gzera Shava for.
There's Ilav Gzera Shava. I mean, that's in your Hashtanami name.
Oh, so right. If you tell me that there's a Hesek of an Indian, then I should say there's a Hesek of an Indian. Either the Gzera Shava. No, I'm saying else that Gzera Shava. Right, that's what it means. If you tell me that's Hesek Indian, yes, apply Hesek Indian. And the Imishum Gzera Shava, what about the Gzera Shava? I have another reason for this Gzera Shava, which is everyone in the room is sweating and saying, wait a minute, how can I shave? How can I cut my payas? How can I cut my beard? There's a preferred shalaf in the Torah. Yeah, not so simple. It says, look at loy galechu, it says don't shave. Yachol gilchu b'mistrayim yechayv. I always think even scissors are chayv. Talmud lomar, los hashkes. It says don't destroy. Payas, scissors don't destroy the roots of your hair. Yachol, I would think, likto b'malket erbehitni yechayv. I would think if you use some kind of other instruments, Rashi calls them a plane, some kind of other instruments that cut the hair, Talmud, you should be chayef for that. Talmud lama lo yigalechu. It says, not lo yigalechu. Ha keitzad, giluach sheyesh b'hashchasa. Right? Only cutting that destroys. Ha the omer zetar. That is a razor. So scissors you could use. How do I know that? I have a gzera shava.
And how does zetar destroy if it grows again? What do you mean destroy?
It destroys it for that moment. I'm not exactly sure. It's a big discussion. A big discussion. Im kain nichtov kra es shebizikenecha. If you were right, it should say es shebizikenecha. My paasik onecha shvamina tarti. We learn both. What's both? One, that in order to be over the zaveira, you have to use a razor. And two, it applies to men and to women. That doesn't apply to women. That's the second one. So how do we know? We have a gzera shava for women. Now get back to our question. Now, what did that price mean? That price said that women are not included. That women are included. If women have a beard, whatever dinim apply to beards apply to women. Does that mean destroy? They're not allowed to destroy it? No, it didn't mean that. What did it mean? Now we don't know. Right? We said women, you can destroy the beard. It's a gzera shava. It's a gzera shava from pas pa'as. Right? And also we know that it has to be only with a razor. So then what did that Mishnah mean in the Goyim? That if a woman has a beard, it's a din of a beard. Regarding what? Lai Hilchasa. Regarding what? Amar Marzutra, Tumas Negoyim. Regarding Tumas Negoyim. Tumas Negoyim? Pejik Siva. It's a Beferish Apostle. Ish O Isha, Kiyabo Nega, Berosh O Bezakon. It's a Beferish Apostle. If a woman has a neg and a beard, Ella, Amarazutra, no, the Tyrus Negoyim, to become purified. If she has a nega on her beard, she can become purified. What? Tyrus Negoyim, Nami Pshita. That's also Pashat. Kivan de Bas Tumihi, Bas Tairihi. If she's going to become Tamei, she's allowed to become Tar. I don't need a Pashat for that. I don't need a Mishnah for that. Ella, no, Itzruch. So I would think, with Stadim Ksiv, I would think, no, read the Pashat like this. Isha Isha Kievo Nega Berosh Obizakon. Hadr Ason Leish. The word Zakon is only going on the man. Isha Isha, a man or woman that will have a Nega. Nobody can have it. You can have a Berosh. A man can have it on the Zakon. And a woman can have it on the Zakon. Kamash Malan. We don't say that. Okay? Kamash Malan, a woman can have a Zakon. And if she does have one, Taras can apply to it. Just like a man. Is there a din? Is there an avir for her to shave it off? Absolutely not. Okay? That's it. Now, just one thing. The Rambam says as follows. It says in Perek, Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. You ready for this? Ha'isha shegalcha pa'as rosh, ha'ish, o sheniglisa petura. Okay, I'm not going to discuss that. What if a woman who's not chayev shaves the peis of a man? It's a whole discussion. Fine. Kol she yeshdu bebal hashchatz bebal tashchitz. Anyone included in bebal tashchitz, yeshdu bebal takif, is included in bebal takif. The isha ena bebal tashchitz. If isha is not included in bebal tashchitz, why not? What would you think the Rambam is going to say right now? What do you think he's going to say? Because the Gemara says what? The Gemara said two reasons: a svara and a pasuk. Which one does the Rambam say? Svara. Lefi she ein la zakon. She doesn't have a beard. You hear this? Svara beats the pasuk, even though we have such a far-fetched svara, because we know it's not 100% true, especially elderly women. That they start to change and they start to have a little bit of facial hair. Lefikach, therefore, this is the big key. Therefore, avadim, what about avadim? Hoel v'yesh lahem zakin, they do have beards. Asurin b'hakafa, they're not allowed to shave it off. I la la meisha. So everyone says it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. The law la ma'isha is for the athes. Right? Does it ever have to put on tefillin? No, he doesn't. Why? Women don't have to. What about shaving a beard? 100% they had, they're not allowed to shave their beard. Women are allowed to. Women are different. Okay. We'll try to get to the bottom. Ready? Next one. Isi Tani. Right, so the Chazanish says, explaining the Rambam, it's not called a beard by a woman. It's not called a beard. What is it? It's some abnormality. It doesn't have the din of a beard. Regarding the goyim, it does, but not regarding shaving. Which is why the whole thing doesn't apply to them. Which is why, he's explaining the Rambam, that's why it would apply to Avadim. Of course it's called a beard by a man. Just because he's an Eved, therefore the whole halacha, the Metzias changes? No, the Metzias hasn't changed. You had a question? What? No, it's fine. We'll see how it works. Isi Tani. Isi's got another one. The Tana, Isi, he has another one. Af. The halacha of not making a bald spot when someone passes away. Right, you're in such terrible mourning. Halacha is, that's how the goyim act. We don't do that. We don't make bald spots. That doesn't apply. Nashim peturos. That doesn't apply to women. A fourth one. My time with the isi. What's his reason for that? The darash hake, that he darshens it. It says, bonim, this is in Parshas Re'eh. Bonim atem l'shem alokechem. Los is go to do. Don't make gashes in yourself. V'losesimu karcha b'neichem l'meis. And don't make a karcha, a bald spot, for a mace. Don't do that. Why? Why? Ki am kadosh atal Hashem lokecha. Banim v'lo banos. Men, not women. Only banim atem, not banos. So Gemara says lekarcha. That's regarding the iser of making a bald spot. Ata omel lekarcha. You say it's for a bald spot. Oeno el legedida. Maybe it's for the gedida, which is losis gozdu, which is making gashes in you. That can't be. Kishu omer, because it says ki am kadosh atal Hashem lokecha. Hare gedida omer. That is gedida. Hamani Mekayin Bonim Vilobanos, that's Lakarcha. And the Gemara asks, Umar Royz Larabos is Hagadida, Lahoti is Hakarcha. Why are you picking one over the other? Mar Bani is Hagadida. I will rather pick Gedida. Shiyeshta B'makom Hasar, V'shalom Makom Hatzar. The issue of making gashes in yourself applies all over your body. But Motzani is Karcha, and I will exclude Karcha. She'ena El Makom Ser. It's only by the hair. Only by the place of a hair. Right, Ben Yenech, it's only by your head you can't make a bald spot. Want to make a bald spot on your leg? I don't know, maybe you could do that. The Rabbanon, Betan Daraisa. So the Gemara says, we don't really answer that question. Right, that's it. We have a kind. Well, what made you pick that over that? I have a better reason to pick Losis go to do. It's more inclusive. It applies to the whole body. The Ema, Bonim Velo Bonos, Bain Lakarcha, Bain Ligadida. Maybe I'll tell you that in a Chanami, it applies to both. V'chigziv kiam kadosh atal Hashem alokecha. And when it says that you're a holy nation, b'srita hu dikziv. That's only talking about srita. What's srita? Srita is making different kinds of scratches in your body for a mace. You're not allowed to do that either. So the Gemara says that can't be. Ksavar isi, because he holds srita v'gedida achasi. That's the same thing. You're making geshes, you're making scratches. It's just a more different degree. So therefore, isi holds a fourth lav aligachu karcha. That's also included. That women are not included in. They don't have to hold from that. And tomorrow more. And tomorrow we'll flesh out the shita more, and we will continue. Everyone have a good day. Want to say kach? You have a minion here.